Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show the First Lady of the United States, Miss Michelle Obama.
Oh, thank you so much, Steve. You know I always love talking to you, talking to your listeners, and you have just been just a tremendous voice, not just for this campaign, but for this country. So thank you for having me on. Thanks so much.
And you know, look, you're welcome. And we are so committed to this campaign and so committed to the re-election of President Obama, because we really do have the facts straight here on what all this man has accomplished in his presidency. And, you know, we just love all of you, your entire family, and you've got our unwavering support. We just want you to know that, too.
Well, we have a president who has had our backs as American people. And, you know, I am so passionate about my husband, not because he's my husband, but, you know,
right.
I know what kind of president we need, what kind of president we deserve.
Yeah.
And it's going to take all of us. And that's what our new campaign, It Takes One, is all about. And it's this notion that what we did 3.5 years ago was really unprecedented in terms of the level of grassroots support, the level of one-on-one conversations that people were having throughout the country that got people focused and clear on things like what this president has done, what it means, the choices. All of that happens on a neighbor-to-neighbor basis. And what It Takes One is saying to folks is that every time you do something to move this campaign forward, we want you to take one more person along with you. Whether you're going to do a phone bank or going to an event, bring along a neighbor who's never been involved in a campaign. Bring along somebody who is not registered to vote or may need more information on how to re-register to vote. When you go to early vote or you go to vote on election day, bring one more person along with you, because this election is going to be close. It's going to be closer than the last one, and it can all come down to those last few thousand people we get to the polls. And I want people to remember that the power of this democracy is based on that kind of interaction, folks talking to each other. So people may not be able to get to my event, but if somebody was at my event and felt moved and got information that they didn't know about health care or about what Barack has done in terms of securing the benefits for our veterans, whatever the case, share that information with somebody who doesn't quite know, who's not really focused. Because if everybody thinks that this one conversation that they have, the one interaction that they have with somebody new, they need to keep thinking this is the one that's going to make the difference in this election. And that's what this is about. I tell people on the campaign trail, I want you all to multiply yourselves. Multiply yourselves. It's not just enough that you're standing in this room fired up, but you got to get everybody within the sound of your voice, within the power of your emotion, engaged too. And that's how we're going to do it.
Absolutely.
So,
this sounds really good here. And you being the First Lady, Ms. Obama, tell us what role are you going to play in this whole program of It Takes One?
I'm going to be out in grassroots events and in battleground states. And what people need to understand all around the country, we are focusing on battleground states because the battleground states are going to decide the election. So people may not see us in states where we know we've got it covered, places like California, New York, Illinois even, my hometown. Those states are, I don't want to say they're good. People need to be voting and focused. But we're going to be in these battleground states like Ohio and Florida and Colorado, where the difference in the margin of victory is going to make the difference in who's president. So I'm going to be out there pretty much every day talking to our grassroots supporters, keeping them fired up and focused, really encouraging our team leaders to keep making calls, registering voters. That's really the focus right now. We want to make sure people are registered. They're going to gottavote.org, and they're getting the information they need. Because if we're not registered, right, Steve, you know this because you've been talking about it, then we can't get our voices heard. And I want to make sure that people know that registering to vote is easy. People shouldn't be intimidated by it. They shouldn't. This should be, you know, like, you know, fighting for our kids as we think about registering to vote. This is about our future. And we're really focusing that grassroots and energy on making sure that our voter registration numbers are where they're going to be for us to be successful in November. So in addition to raising money, because money is still key, we're going to be doing a lot of grassroots events in battleground states. And I was out all day yesterday. I was in Philadelphia. I did a fundraiser in Alabama, which is not a state, but we picked up some money there. I'm going to spend all day tomorrow in Virginia, all throughout Virginia. I'm going to be in Indianapolis on Sunday, sometime next week. I'm going to be in Ohio. Then I go to the Olympics to head the opening ceremonies. And when I come back, I'm going to be all over the country. Yeah, I'm leading the U.S. delegation for the Olympics. So, folks, we're going to be cheering on Team USA.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So I'm going to pop over to London, but I'm coming right back to keep going from state to state to state. And I'm going to be on the phone with folks like you, Steve, all over the country, making sure that our supporters, that our base is revved up and know that the things that we've gained, it's all on the line. Everything's at stake.
Absolutely.
And we have to keep moving forward. We can't just assume that all these gains are going to remain if we're not fighting every single day for it. So
no, you know, you're absolutely correct. We're constantly reminding people on this show of how many days it is till Election Day, November 6th. But we also have the countdown to going to the last day that you can register to be qualified to vote.
Absolutely.
Which is critical. You know, I don't want people thinking you can register 2 weeks before this election.
No, you cannot. There are deadlines in every single state, and everybody has to know their deadlines in their own states and cities and counties. And that's where GottaVote.org helps.
Absolutely. We've been pushing that one, too. Let me ask you this. How did the whole idea for It Takes One come about?
You know, it was actually, one of my ideas working in conjunction with the field operations with the campaign because, one of the things I always think about when I'm talking to a group of people in the room, no matter how, whether it's 2,000, 5,000, 200 people, I'm really thinking, because everybody's always fired up when me and Barack are in the room, and we've got a tremendous grassroots organization all throughout the country, something that our opponent does not have, by the
Absolutely.
Way.
Absolutely.
But I always think of the power of, multiplying that room. If I'm in a room with 5,000 people and everybody hooks in one new person, that is powerful. That's how democracy is supposed to work. And I just want people to understand that it's as simple as finding one more person, I don't want anybody to take for granted the importance of that one more person, right? Because that's something we can all do, right? Everybody who is within the sound of my voice knows somebody that's not registered, somebody that's not focused, somebody who, maybe is undecided, who doesn't quite understand what this president has done and what health care means and, what it's going to mean in terms of how we lower our deficit and whether we go to war and whether our veterans are taken care of. People may not know. Right. And we are the people who bring that information and empower others. It's just that simple. So the campaign took that idea and they turned it into what will be a grassroots initiative that we hope will take on some heat and some fire, and we'll see these numbers go up because we don't want to take anything for granted. Don't want to take anything for granted. And I don't want anybody to think as wonderful as they think me and Barack and our family is. There are people out there who have a different agenda, and the choices are clear in this election. So we can't assume we love Barack, right? He's going to be fine. No, that's not how it works.
Right.
So we have to be vigilant, We have to be as vigilant as we were 3.5 years ago.
Absolutely. This is great to hear. Let me ask you another question about these events. When you come back from London and you hit the trail and you're out here making all these events, if a person goes to these events, what can they expect at these events?
Oh, these events are all fire. I mean, it's all just good energy. And, the last couple events, there were at least 2,000 people at each event. There is music and there's information on voting and how to join join in to be a team leader. They're very active and engaged. It's like, how do you get involved? And, you know, it's a way to recognize all the workers out there who are doing the hard work. So we have a lot of our grassroots volunteers who are working hard, knocking on doors, making calls. It's a way for me to thank them personally and remind them that that kind of work is at the core of this campaign. So there's music, there's excitement, there's passion. They're people from all backgrounds and all races, because it reminds us just how diverse our base of support is. And
absolutely.
And I remind people that this election isn't just about what this president has accomplished. It's about our future.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.